So tonight we'll talk about side effects. So side effects is an effect of a drug or another type of a treatment that is an addition to or beyond its desired effect. So let me start thinking about this. It was about a month ago I started taking a prescription for my legs and the swelling and all this hot mess that's been happening with it. So to try to get a handle on some of this pain that's going on with it. But I started having a side effect of a quirky side effect, and I didn't think anything about it. And so about a month later, I thought, you know what? I wonder if this is due to the medication. And I started, dear Dr. Google, and found out it is. It is a side effect. And I thought, well, interesting enough. And it got me thinking about how sometimes in life, we can do things, and it might not be for a while that we don't see things and how it affects our lives, or how the things that we do, we don't see how it affects.
Right.
And we can forget what we've done and that how it relates to our actions. Like, oh, oops, that I did, you know, a month ago or 6 months ago, that thing I did or that thing I said or that thing, you know, that I thought was just so innocent has actually, actually kind of turned out to be a little bit painful. That's actually turned into something a little bit of a bad thing. This could be good or bad. I'll get into this a little bit later. There are some good side effects. Well, that's more of a rarity. Usually when you hear side effects, that's a bad thing. If we made bad choices and decisions, and it seems like it didn't hurt anything or anyone, maybe it just hasn't shown up yet.
Right.
Sometimes when you've forgotten, you've let your guard down, you moved on, that's when the side effect comes around. Like I said, it's been a month before it kind of dawned on me, like, oh, yeah, that's, well, it started bothering me more and realizing that this is kind of becoming more of a nuisance, not like a problem or like more like, you know, some side effects can be raging, we'll get into that, but more of a, oh, this is more of a quirky thing that I didn't have before. And that's when it comes down. So just like medicine, side effects can be wide-ranging. So they can be mild, severe, worst-case scenario being death. Obviously, if you have some horrible allergic reaction to a medication, then you're going to have death to that. If it's, like, really bad. That could be the worst case scenario there. But sometimes it can be mild and hard to see as a side effect. And you could just feel, oh, it's just a mild headache. And that's, I mean, that's not a side effect to a medication. Or it's just a cough or a sore throat. And that could really be, in today's world, anything, right? So you could just shrug it off. I mean, it could be a cold. It could be the flu. It could be COVID. It could be anything, right? It could be your sibling giving you something. Or it could be anything. And so you may not think it's a medication that you're taking or an antibiotic you're taking or something to that effect. So it is with our actions and our words and our life that we live, saying that we're a Christian. But making fun of others and laughing at questionable content, the side effects may seem non-existent to you, but there's always someone watching. And, you know, sometimes it's that kid that bullies you that's watching your life the most. They're actually watching to see how you're reacting to things. And sometimes when they're bullying you the most, that's just to see your reaction, you know? I've seen that, that when they're trying to see how you're gonna react, and how you're going to, you know, so many people wear the label Christian. I'm a Christian. And people are sick of it. They're sick of it. And they wanna know, are you really a Christian? Are you really, truly a Christian? And so they may say, you know, I'm just going to see if they're really a Christian. And so then if they have some laugh or some questionable content and you're laughing at it, they may be like, oh, you know. Or if you are in on making fun of another person, you know, you might be having some side effects here on some people that you're not going to be realizing. Sometimes our medications react and cause rashes, breakouts, hives, swelling. That's a more severe of a side effect. This usually requires some intervention with a doctor, an antibiotic, something you gotta combat, or usually you gotta get off medication. And, you know, sometimes you may have had that happen before, you know, and you're like, oh, okay, we gotta get off of that, that's not gonna be good, or why am I breaking out hives? So it is with our Christian lives, our decisions could lead to some intervention that we need in our own lives. Counseling, prayer, maybe talking with our pastor, getting direction on what to do. Maybe we have some things we're doing and we're like, whoa, we really, you know, we're starting to see a breakout in our lives. You know, a breakout that's not good. Hives in our Christian lives, right? And we gotta go to our Dr. Jesus, is my grandma, we call him. We gotta go to Dr. Jesus and say, I need an intervention here. I need to find out what's going on. What do I need to do? What do I need to get off of? What am I on that I need to get off of that's causing this problem? Then there's more serious of a side effect, obviously death. There's some that's very close to it. And then there's ones that we see that go to the hospital, they're having severe allergic reaction, trouble breathing, they have to do like CPR, maybe they have to do other things like that. They've got trouble breathing, chest pain, swelling, and quick measures have to be taken to save them. And the same for our spiritual walk. Some have made life-altering decisions, and it takes God to intervene and quickly intervene on their behalf. Maybe they got involved in drugs and severely involved in things that have taken them down a path that has taken God to make some quick intervening to literally save their lives from drugs, alcohol, jail, broken homes, things that we've heard stories and we've heard testimonies where God's had to definitely save them from a serious side effect of their life, that they've made decisions, really bad decisions. You can see the broad range of effects, and it was like, okay, yeah, you know, we've heard all this before, but I think the ones that really just kind of sticks out to you is the mildest ones that you can brush off as, it could be anything, right? The ones that you're just like, we don't see, we think it's fine, another day passes, another looker on is affected, and we never see the problem. And that's what's kind of more serious, I think, you know? I think a whole month went by before I even noticed and even thought about that this was connected to a medication. You know, what if this had been a serious thing? And it wasn't, but I mean, what if this had been a serious thing that could have been long-lasting or caused something long-lasting, and it was just something mild that I just got boiled over. Yeah, it's fine. I think that's the story of Samson in the Bible. You know, we have lots and lots of examples in the Bible of people that made decisions, bad decisions. But I think about Samson. How many times did he, let's see, I have written it down, three. Three times that he played with Delilah. No consequences. He thought his actions were going to have no side effects to what he was doing. You know, he played with her. Oh, you know, if you do this, it's not, you know, I'll be as weak as any other man. Oh, if you do this. He even got close to even saying, oh, if you braid my hair. He even got really close to saying what it would do. But the last time was so severe that his strength was stripped from him. His dignity was stripped from him. His eyesight was stripped from him. It was so bad that there at the very end, and when I was rereading the story, just to kind of get myself familiar with it when I was doing my notes, that when they said he put him against the two posts, he said, let me die with the Philistines. His dignity and everything had been so stripped from him that he just wanted to be avenged and die with the Philistines. He just wanted it to be one and done, all over. And I thought everything had been taken from him when he had he was elevated so high and he was such a hero, so to speak. He went so low, all because he thought, it's nothing. I can control this, it's nothing. So be careful, young people, if you play with fire and you don't get burnt, it's not because you're a strong person. God is watching, he's in control, and your side effects or your consequences are coming, like Samson's, and they could be severe. In the medicine world, side effects are usually a negative thing, and however, there have been cases of good side effects. There are not very common, but there have been medications taken for certain things, and they have found out that, oh, they lowered blood pressure. hot dog. Let's use that for that. And they have found that diabetes medications, some of them have caused weight loss. We've heard about those, GLP-1s, and maybe a hot item, right? And they've had seizure medications that helped migraines, and so they prescribe them for that. And there have been other, so on and so on, that there's ones that's been proven as sleep aids, and so that you use for other things. All positives in the field of medication. And so it could be with you in your life, actions, words, and deeds. A side effect could be someone wanting to come to church with you. Could be affected in a way that they can never get away from. Maybe they don't come to church with you, but maybe they'll never forget it. Maybe they'll always think about that one person they went to school with years later, that one person that they knew was true blue, that one person that they knew was a true Christian in their life. They knew if they ever wanted to pray, if they ever had a crisis, they knew it was a person that they could reach out to. I think about Brother Declan, who, you know, he went to school with the Carter, and he knew. He lived a life that he knew, hey, this is one person that I could reach out to. He was a true blue person. So it's important to make good decisions, good choices. And it's so hard because you're on your way to adulthood. Well, most of you. Some of you already are adulting, and you're already in that fun world. Or so you're finding out how fun it is. And you're expected to start choosing and deciding like an adult. And so it's so hard because you're expected to do that. But I want to share a story with you. And Sister Sherry, the last time she spoke, shared a story about the tent and the girl that wouldn't allow her in the tent. And how many years later, that story still stuck with her. And how she still remembers to this day. And I believe I was a freshman in high school. And my two least favorite subjects were science and gym. I hated them both with a passion. And I was in gym one day, and a whole lot smaller than I am today. And we were, I believe, running inside the gym, but it was running laps. And this boy he was quite chunky himself, decided that he would call me a hippo in front of most of the class. I could tell you his name. I could tell you where we were standing in the gym. I could tell you almost about a lot of that. The moment, what it looked like, and that was almost 30 years ago. So side effects, words, they hurt. They stay with you. They never go away, even if you forgive that person. Now, he never asked me for forgiveness. He was not that type of person. But even if they would ask for forgiveness, those words you'll still remember. And it's so important to be very, very careful. And you may say, oh, it's all in fun. Is it? If someone's overweight, and I come from that category, it's not all in fun. It's not. And if someone says, well, they think it's funny, I've heard people say that, and I've watched the young person who they say they think it's all in fun, and their face says something totally different. So be careful. Just be careful, because it's free to be kind. That costs nothing. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that will he also reap. I don't have a whole lot of thoughts, but I do want to end it, finish with a song. And there's a song we sang for a funeral a while back. It says, so mercy, so grace, so kindness, so faith, words are like water sprinkled with love. You will harvest all your heart's been dreaming of when you sow mercy. Your life has effects on people, side effects on yourself. So choose wisely, sow wisely, and live wisely.